This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. After agreeing on North Korea's nuclear weapons, negotiators are debating what exactly they agreed to. North Korea promised to dismantle its nuclear weapons program. In exchange, the U.S. and other key nations promised concessions, including an offer to discuss giving the North Koreans a civilian nuclear reactor. What's left undetermined is who moves first. To learn more, we spoke with Christopher Hill, the chief U.S. negotiator. He's back at the State Department after a long flight from the negotiations in Beijing.
What has been agreed is that at an appropriate time, meaning that when North Korea is back in the NPT in good standing,
back in the nuclear nonproliferation,
in the nonproliferation treaty that they withdrew from in order to start making nuclear bombs, that when they're back in it in good standing, the participants have agreed to have a discussion about a light water reactor.
Now, already I think we have a difference of opinion here, because the North Koreans appear to be saying in a public statement, first we get a nuclear reactor and then we'll dismantle our nuclear program.
Well, I saw that statement. I think we all saw that statement. I don't think it's the last time we'll hear inconvenient statements coming from Pyongyang. But what I can assure you of is the North Koreans understand full well that they can't have a discussion about a nuclear reactor until they're back in the NPT.
Isn't this a dramatic change? Because administration officials came in, and you were there in the early parts of this administration, saying that it was a terrible mistake to negotiate with North Korea during the Clinton administration. In 1994, an agreement was reached to provide the North Koreans with peaceful use of nuclear energy and other concessions as well, and the North Koreans agreed to dismantle their nuclear program and didn't.
Well, you recall what was done there was a freeze. The North Koreans agreed to freeze their nuclear program while they would be receiving two light water reactors that would together produce 2,000 megawatts of power. That same 2,000 megawatts of power is being produced now, according to this agreement, by the South Koreans by conventional means. And in return, the North Koreans are not freezing their nuclear program, they're abandoning it.
You mentioned some ways that this agreement seems different than the 1994 agreement that ultimately failed. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice mentioned in 2003 in a television interview, she said that 1994 deal seemed at the time like a perfectly reasonable road, but in the end, she said, they lied. What makes you think they can be dealt with now?
Well, first of all, I want to stress, too, that this is not just a deal with the U.S. This is a deal with China. This is a deal with Russia. This is a deal with South Korea and Japan. So this six-party process has now produced an agreement where North Korea has dealt face-to-face with its neighbors and agreed to dismantle these programs.
So is it your position that the other countries involved in this, they can somehow compel the North Koreans to be more trustworthy than they've been in the past?
Again, I think it's the totality of it. We are trying to, by working with all these other countries, I think it's a little more difficult for North Korea to ignore us all.
How do you intend to verify this agreement? Does it have to include inspectors on the ground, American inspectors, for example, in North Korea?
It will undoubtedly have inspectors on the ground. And by the way, we can't go on some sort of Easter egg hunt either. I mean, it has to involve North Korean cooperation to show us where these facilities are. So we need their buy-in.
Ambassador, before you go, I'd like to get a sense of what it's like when you reach an agreement like this. Can you just describe physically how it was done? You're talking across a table in a room, marking out lines, different words on a sheet of paper. What were you doing?
In the last few hours, we were making sure that language in the agreement, we had a couple of outstanding differences in the actual text, and then we had issues relating to the statements that the various parties were to make in the official record at the closing plenary. And by the time you get the go-ahead and it's all clear, you think there should be a moment of elation, but frankly, it's just you're just so exhausted, you just want it to be over so you can get going, get on the plane, and get out of there.
Christopher Hill is the chief U.S. negotiator in the six-party talks on North Korean nuclear weapons and their nuclear program. Ambassador, thanks very much.
Thank you.